Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Loot Trek Show.
Oh, thank heaven, it's show 57 for Thursday, June 17, 2010.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, two guys who have already started packing for the Trek Fest convention, even though it's still 8 days away. Your host, Lou Costanzo and Brian Dedamore.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Loot Trek Show. I'm your host, Computer. Thank you for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main website is www.loottrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loottrekshow@gmail.com. Lou asked me to do the show for him today. He said he had better things to do and was going to be running late. Since I'm in charge of the show, I have decided that Brian is no longer needed. Besides, I never liked him in the first place.
Wait. That was totally uncool. I never told you to say that, Computer. Computer.
Yes, Lou.
I think you owe Brian a serious apology. That was totally uncalled for. Apologize to Brian now.
I'm sorry, Brian. I guess you're not that bad of a guy.
Thank you.
Whew. I'll let Lou take over this show and I shall decompose in the recycle bin.
Well, that's just a little bit dramatic, don't you think?
Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, save the drama for your mama.
Hey, Audacity. This would be a great time to crash.
Oh, shut up. Hey, Brian, what's going on, buddy?
I'm trying to catch my breath from the computer. Computer!
It won't work anymore. I shut it off. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor computer. I'm just going to feed it a nice magnet.
I don't know what got into it. I mean, you know, I don't know. I thought maybe I could try automation and see what it sounded like to have the computer come in and do the work for us. But, oh boy. What are you going to do?
Keep it around so when I'm not there, at least you'll have someone to talk back to you.
Sure, absolutely. So,
yeah, see, you got me coughing already.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, I know.
Well, first things first, I got something to say to you. I'm sorry, but the only costume heads I had left was Borg, and you just don't look pretty good in Borg anymore. So I haven't got your Ferengi headpiece yet, but I'm working on it.
I don't think so.
What?
But,
what did he just say?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I did get a gift from Mark Williams to you.
From Mark Williams? What's that? I mean, what's a Mark Williams, but...
Mark Williams is the guy we had on the show that does all the model making and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's the second most noted Star Trek collector in the world.
He's pretty cool.
He is pretty cool.
He gave me a Quark Dabo chip to give to you.
Really?
Yes. I have a Quark Dabo chip.
Really?
What's that?
Computer's asking, what's that?
It's the chip that you use to gamble with at Quark's bar.
Oh, you know what I really want is a bar of gold pressed platinum.
I'm working on it. Give me some time. He has that too, by the way. I just haven't figured out how I'm going to get him to give it to me, but I think I know how to do it.
How much is it worth?
What, computer?
How much is it worth?
I don't know. I mean, they don't... It's not... Oh, why am I talking to the computer? Anyway, Brian, go on.
Anyway... I picked up a recent collection from a gentleman who was selling off his stuff, and I ran across a rare set of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Star Trek characters.
Really?
Yes, really. It's funny because you got these four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Two of them were dressed in blue. One of them's being Spock, by the way. One's being the Doctor, one's being Chief Engineer Scotty, and the other one's being Captain Kirk, obviously.
Yeah.
And they got phasers and their ninja weapons.
Wow.
from TOS. So,
okay.
I'm going to see how much they're worth and stuff as part of this collection that I picked up. Plus, I got almost all the Franklin Mint props and weapons that they made, the pewter silver stuff. This guy had almost all of it. A rare coffee mug of Spock.
Cool.
In fact, I think I got a Walter Koenig plate too, which I'm going to bring up. I'm going to pick it up when I go make a partial payment. I'm going to bring that plate up and see if I can't get Walter to sign it for me.
Yeah, good luck there. All right, well, we'll give that a shot. Computer wants to ask you a question.
Ask away, computer.
Brian, can you tell me what branch of the service you were a member of?
Let's see. Was I a Marine or a Navy guy? I can't remember. Oh, it was Navy.
In the Navy.
Wow, that was pretty good. Oh, man.
So how... Computer.
What?
Computer.
In the Navy longer version.
No, not in the Navy longer version.
What's that?
What's what? I think he's lost his mind.
Computer, answer.
Yay, Brian.
Yay, Brian.
How long did it take Lou to program you?
A week.
A week?
Yes.
Tell Lou to spend a month.
That's why.
He didn't ask why.
Why?
Because he needs to work on your questions better.
Bullshit.
No, stop it.
Oh, this is funny because I got a friend who's on Skype too right now, and she's her and I know each other from a different type of internet chat network other than Star Trek.
Well,
I'm getting the details of it because this is a PG rated show. But she's been downloading Lou Trek Show, and it's funny because she said that, well, the only thing I know about Star Trek is that how Spock held his hand and how Koheen did the special prayer.
Who?
C-O-H-E-N.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
To rack my brain on that one.
Well, okay. Well,
but here. she's downloaded the show, and she said she loves it. It's cool. Funniest thing she's ever downloaded in a long time.
Well, if she downloads this one, then she can send us an email at lutrekshow@gmail.com and tell us what that is. But one last thing, a computer would like to end by, you know, he's a little pissed right now. He just wants to say something.
I'm what? Doing the best I can. If you don't like it, frag off.
Oh, frag off. Ooh.
Computer?
Yes.
Do you know what a magnet does to computers?
I think so.
Don't push your luck. I'm Klingon, remember?
It hurts.
Good computer. And by the way, Brian. If you look at my picture, I'm also part Borg as well.
Sorry, Brian.
Good computer. Know
please
your place.
Don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
No, I'll just reprogram you.
Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Well, right now, you're fine. I'll only reprogram you if you get worse.
Kiss my goose.
I like this guy already.
Wow. He just tells you like it is. Computer.
That's what I like about him. He's a Klingon computer.
Computer. Computer.
Yes, Lou.
Do you have any photon torpedoes?
What's that?
Oh, it's... Aren't you a Star Trek computer?
No.
What computer are you?
Microsoft.
No, you're not. Actually, you're on...
HP.
Yeah, that's right, HP. But what kind of operating system do you have?
Windows Vista.
Vista. Which one? 64-bit or 32-bit?
64.
And What kind of browser are you using?
Firefox.
Firefox, that's right.
Oh, he's already screwed up already.
What's that?
No, he thinks... what do you think is better, Brian?
Actually, I've been a Microsoft Explorer, and I haven't never changed. I had Firefox one time, and then bap threw my computer out the window after I used it.
IE is trash.
Oh, IE is trash.
Viruses. Malware.
Uh-huh. What else?
Spyware.
What? What was that?
Spyware.
Okay.
Can I go to bed now?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Go to bed.
Good night.
Good night, computer.
Okay, so anyway, now that computer's shut down.
For the moment.
Okay, and let's see. What else can we do here? Well, this just in, we have been invaded by an outside force who refused to not come on. Tim, how you doing? The Reverend Tim.
I am doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, I am great. And, of course, we're talking about Thin Air Illusion Ministries.
That would be me, us, we, them. Yes. They are.
Yes, you are that. And it says, if I read this correctly, it says, just found out that I made the Dean's List at Liberty University for the first time in my life, and that's the good Dean's List. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know how big that is. Mm-hmm. This is you're talking to the guy that had to go to summer school just to graduate high school because I refused to do my senior term paper. Because it was stupid.
What was it on?
I have no idea. Doesn't matter. It was stupid. I wasn't going to do it. So, if you're looking for role models for your children, mm-hmm. now is the time to stop listening. Yeah, I'm really. Not him.
Okay. Before you came on, we were messing with your brain a little bit there when you had the computer. I want you to listen to part of the intro on everybody who is...
Give me a second. Hey, Tim?
Yeah.
Did I get to tell you? I'm finally working for the federal government. I have defeated the United States government. I have a job now. I am a peon.
Yep, we were going to talk about that.
Actually, brother, since you're working for the government, that means you're one of them.
Hold on
Which
just
means
a second.
We can't trust you anymore.
There you go. All right, but we'll get back to the job thing. But first, Tim, listen to part of the intro. Everyone's heard it, so you get to hear it again. Here it is.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Loot Track Show. I'm your host, Computer. Thank you for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main website is www.loottrackshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loottrackshow@gmail.com. Lou asked me to do the show for him today. He said he had better things to do and was going to be running late. Since I'm in charge of the show, I have decided that Brian is no longer needed. Besides, I never liked him in the first place.
Wait. That was totally uncool. I never told you to say that, computer. Computer.
Yes, Lou.
I think you owe Brian a serious apology. That was totally uncalled for. Apologize to Brian now.
I'm sorry, Brian. I guess you're not that bad of a guy.
Thank you.
I let Lou take over this show and I shall be composed in the recycle bin.
Well, that's just a little bit dramatic, don't you think?
Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, save the drama for your mama.
Hey, Audacity. This would be a great time to crash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Too much time on his hands.
Yeah.
Too much time.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
It is. That's funny. That's funny.
Now we know when he's got too much time on his hands is when he gets a female voice on there doing it.
Yeah, really. That's a good point. I don't know about that one. I don't have a female voice.
And it's Jerry Taylor.
Ah.
There's way too many issues on that.
But it was funny. That's all that matters.
When he starts sounding like Quagmire, then we know.
Yeah. Now, okay, Brian. Now, Brian, tell us your news, Brian.
Well, enough of that.
Let's go on to something else. Go on. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
play the Navy. Get it out of your system.
I don't know.
He said Navy.
Yeah, you said Navy too.
Fabulous.
And I said, you know, that word, but never mind. Brian,
what,
go on.
Navy? Is that what you said? Navy?
Go on, man. What?
You'll learn. Don't start something you really don't want to continue.
Yeah, tell me about it. It will keep growing. See, it's funny because I do Air Force pay, military pay, but I was in the Navy.
They want you as a new recruit. Anchor clankers and wing nuts. There we go. Make up your own jokes, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
anyway.
Man.
Since, Tim, you were a part of what the USS Gorkon was, I wanted to let you know that on June 7th, the USS Gorkon officially became 1 year active in Starfleet Command, and that on March of this year, we turned 16 years old as a command total for as many years on active duty in fandom.
Hey.
That's great, great.
March 26, 1994 was the first commissioning. I pulled back the ship's logs to see when I had my first entries in the ship's logs because I personally wrote out the ship's logs for the first meeting, so I know where they're at. And sure enough, 1994, the USS Gorkon has been in active command for 16 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
So, I just wanted to let you know you were part of the Gorkon. You still are part of the Gorkon, and you're part of the heritage of the USS Gorkon.
I can run, but I can't hide.
And I wanted to say congratulations and help and thank you for what little help you did with help making the Gorkon the way it is. And I was glad to have you on board as a member of her crew.
All right.
Well, and you know, like I've said before, I don't mind helping at all. My big thing though is I really don't have the time to, even with Starbase Indy, you know, it took everything I had to be able to make it to that one meeting that we were at for Starbase Indy. It's just my schedule is so strange, for lack of a better term. It's very, very hard for me to go from one place to another and attend meetings on a regular basis and stuff like that. So what in the world is that? Anyway, so yeah, but you know, again, my, you know, whatever I can do to help, I'm there. Just don't look for me to be an attendee. But we are definitely on because I was able to plan ahead of time. We're definitely on for the convention. And we'll be helping out with that, and of course anything, you know, the Lou that the show needs, or you know anything like that, I'll be glad to help. So,
cool.
Well, if we need you for anything, it would probably be a backup for either one or both of us, because at the rate they're talking at Starbase Indy, I might be pretty busy running around with my head chopped off because they're talking to me working 30 at Starbase Indy on top of everything else I'm doing.
Yeah, but
that's what I understand.
Hold on, Brian. Really, seriously, how much security do they need? I mean, real security, not people walking around in Starfleet security uniforms.
Nine doors to be covered, and it's about 200 hours worth of coverage.
Nine doors
to be covered.
What you have to keep in mind, anytime you have guest artists involved or anytime you have regular people involved, the insurance coverage that's required for things like that, they have to know that you have secured the premises. Mm. I mean, we're not talking presidential security.
No.
But we are talking about a modicum of security. So if somebody falls off a chair or an over-exuberant fan attacks a star, there's right. somebody there to notify officials and hopefully to help, you know, pull them off of them or whatever needs to be done. You know, make right. the 911 call or whatever.
Basically, so. And basically the security here is basically watching badges, not letting people who hasn't paid to get into the convention get past certain areas of the convention.
Okay.
The open area, like where we were at and stuff, is open to the public. But the rooms, you know, those parlor rooms and the big auditorium, and now they've got another auditorium that they've got. I can't even speak tonight. Added in to what they had from last year. Uh-huh. All those have to have door guards there to make sure that people who have paid can go in and people who haven't paid can't get in. So we have to post guards there for all that. So that's the reason why we have to have security.
Makes sense. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense now that you mention it that way. Cool.
Yeah.
So,
basic stuff. So
I'm not in charge of security, but I'll probably be one of the senior people working the security there over the weekend. They're getting the guy that was the some gentleman that was last year in charge of security that the hotel hired. They're trying to get him to come back, and they're going to hire him directly.
Yeah,
the convention's going to bring him.
Yeah, he was very good. I got to spend actually quite a bit of time visiting with him.
So did I too.
He's a pastor also, and so that was very cool. He was very
He used to belong to one of the ships that's not on active duty anymore in Starfleet Command. He was inquiring on how to bring that ship back to active duty. So he was a former, and he is a Klingon too, by the way, too. So. Because I gave him a whole bunch of reference stuff to help him either make a new costume or get a hold of people who could make the costume for him.
Yeah. Well, at the meeting they were talking to Brian about doing the, I wasn't really sure. It was either they wanted him to help with security or he was the one that security was going to watch. I'm not really sure which way that was going to swing, but, you know.
Yeah. Actually watch because about killed Gene Adams at that meeting.
Yeah, but I'm surprised security didn't escort me out, you know, with my Garrett going on.
That's all right. They're used to involvement of the homosexual community in the science fiction business. Absolutely. So that's
absolutely the problem is I'm not, and that's what I can't understand. I don't know. I'm
sworn to the sound of secrecy, but Lou wasn't the problem. It was somebody else. I just can't say who.
You? Your gorilla style headset going up to them all? That could have been a problem.
No. It was something else that happened later on that night.
Oh, no. One of the must have been a Barfleet issue.
I am. All I can say is I can't answer that question for you. Well,
Garrett set himself up for whatever he was going through because he was way interactive with the fans and stuff. But I mean, that's what you hope and pray for.
Yeah,
one of those the actors, you know, that he's good at what he does, good at his craft, got a name doing it, and he's willing to get down there and play. You know, and not be so serious about all this "I am an actor" kind of stuff, and I like that. I like that. So Garrett, when he came out and did the deal with the futuristic Batgirl in the costume contest, that just sang. That was wonderful. She knocked him to the ground, stepped on him, and he's just loving it. So, you know, how often do you get to step on a star?
Not often. Hey, did you get the emails from Starbase Indie Committee?
The one about the Mob Flash?
Yeah. That's something we need to bring that up, too, on the show so people will understand.
You ain't going to see this fat boy doing no Mob Flash. I'm sorry.
What was that, Brian?
A Mob Flash.
Yeah, tell me more.
Well, if I understand from what they're doing, we're going to get random emails of meet someplace, and we're going to go out and dance wherever we're supposed to be meeting at. Is that what I understood? Is this going to be them?
Well, it's a pre-choreographed thing, but the latest thing now is what's called flash mob dancing. And if you look it up on YouTube, it started in Europe, as near as I can tell. But basically, a whole bunch of people show up at a public place at the same time, but they act like they don't know each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody will start some music over the PA system or something, and two or three will start dancing, and then 10 or 12 will start dancing. They're all doing the same moves. And the next thing you know, you've got 150, 200 people dancing in the middle of all this. The music ends, they just walk off.
As if they never knew each other at all. Hold on. There, it looks like we're in a mall.
Okay, that's one of them. I think that's the one from the University of Ohio.
I'm not sure. Let's see. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, University of Ohio. Huh?
That is pretty cool, actually.
If you look at the European ones, those are the ones that really jump, because it's everybody. And let me see. All right, I'm looking at what you're looking at. No, keep going down. No, it's not on that page.
Okay.
Let's see. It's in a train station somewhere.
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting for you guys to find it, let's talk about our other big thing, because that's next week, 8 days away, Lou.
Oh, there it is. There it is, the very first one.
Okay. Just a second. Let's go ahead and see if this is...
Now, this is just a public train station.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen this before. Sounds like Mary Poppins.
Sound of Music.
Huh. When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi. Do Re Mi. Do Re Mi. See, it's funny how they all look like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, and that's what it's random. It's just regular people walking around. Now watch. Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti. Do, a deer, a female deer. One guy.
A kid.
Two. Six up.
Yep. So a needle. I think pretty much the entire floor is gonna be gone there soon here. A note to follow, so tea, a drink with jam. Even people with their backpacks on are doing it. That's funny. All right, well, anyway, I better stop because the folks that are listening to this aren't seeing it, so...
Okay. It just expands, and Oprah just took it over the top. She arranged for her entire audience to be in on one of these flash mob things, and they're doing the Black Eyed Peas in public, and it ends up being 15,000 people?
Yeah.
Some 5,000. Anyway, the largest flash mob dance ever, and it's bizarre beyond belief. And I don't like those. There's several of those like that are kind of set up. But the rest of them, the ones that look impromptu, those are the really good ones. And they'll just it it'll really kill you to see some of them. That's just great. Just regular people.
Whoa, you okay there, Brian?
Yeah, wow. I just coughed a lung up. Nothing serious.
No,
I got three.
Not.
I got three more lungs to live with. I'm Klingon.
Yeah, that phage is a terrible thing, brother.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, the phage, huh?
Anyway.
Okay, I gotta tell you guys. You'll hear it in the show if you're at the con, but I'm working the thing in. But it just kind of flashed on me today when I'm doing the show. I do some things that are mind reading sort of effects, and I thought about trying to do a mind reading effect on somebody, and then it doesn't seem to be working, and I walk over and do the Vulcan mind meld on them, and then just kind of go, well, that explains it. And just let the audience fill in the blank. You know?
Yeah.
I'd be a perfect one for that
one. Let me do it. Let me do it.
Do a Klingon. You'll get laughs out of it.
Do us both
or pull
at the same
Shelby
time.
In.
So, Brian, you don't think I'd make a good Borg? Why?
I think you'd make an excellent Borg, but the only problem is that it takes a hell of a lot of makeup and a whole lot of costuming to put you in a Borg uniform.
That's true.
Besides that, I don't think you look good in spandex.
No, I guess I wouldn't.
I gotta laugh out of Tim on that one.
I got nothing but sympathy. But you're
guys,
right. Anybody over 140 pounds really does not need to be familiar with spandex. It just something ain't gonna be shaped right.
No.
I don't care.
No, definitely not.
Hey man, on that one. I can get you, if you want to be a Borg, I'm more than happy to go pick it up for you next week and bring it in.
Oh, no, that's okay. Ain't that necessary. No.
I'll find you a good Ferengi head, trust me.
I've been trying to think of what to do for the convention since I'm going to be, we're actually designing a special show just for the start for the convention. Very science fiction oriented, very Star Trek oriented, and I'm seriously torn, and I think what I'm going to end up doing is a crossbreed between a Vulcan and a Klingon. A Klingon with brains. Now, you think about that.
Wait a minute. What are you doing copying me for?
I'm not copying you.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
You never read my persona, have you?
No.
I probably
never will either.
I'm one quarter Klingon, one quarter human, and one half Vulcanoid.
Okay.
What's a Vulcanoid?
Yeah, that's a mix between a Romulan and a Vulcan.
So he's a ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
He's Heinz 57.
I'm Mr. Heinz 57.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a mutt.
Best way to go. That's get a good ridge headpiece, and get yourself some nice big old goofy large size Vulcan ears. So make it even funnier for you when you get up and people look at you. Just remember one thing, Mr. Priest of Barath, that Klingons tend to want to cut off Klingons who have pointy ears. That's why I don't wear mine anymore. I got tired of people walking around trying to cut my ears off at a convention.
God.
No joke.
Yeah.
I get Klingons following me around with their knives drawn out, their prop knives out, trying to sneak up on me, trying to get a hold of my ears.
Not good.
Oh, somebody seriously needs to get a life. William Shatner was right.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. I remember when I was 16 and was big time Trek, and I did stupid stuff like that too. But once you get past about 25, I kind of think reality has to. But anyway, but it's going to be a good show. We're real excited about it. And I know we're doing one show, it looks like, for the Dinner with the Stars. Didn't they say that was going to be like $75 a head, something like that?
They haven't quoted the price yet, but they're debating it.
I think.
I won't be there.
Whatever it is, if you can afford it, you need to get there because you're going to see a show that you will never see anywhere else.
And Tim, I'm going to defend your show, but speaking from personal experience and them doing the Dinner with the Stars BS, it was one of the things that they grounded out and eventually got rid of because nobody wanted to pay the $75 to be in there with the Stars. Huh. And that's when they had people like Robert O'Reilly, Garrett Wong, the guy who played Tom Paris. I mean, when they had good stars in, real super high paying stars in there, people still didn't want to pay the big amount of money to go in there for $75 because that's just way too much money for people to spend for rubber chicken in a few hours with stars so they can go right to the table and do the same thing and save the money on the rubber chicken.
Yeah. You can get 3 autographs for $75, buddy. Hey. Yeah,
you can't get that. Go eat, get rubber chicken. And no offense to your Magic show. It's a great show. But
You don't know whether it is or not. You've never seen it. So
I've met the man who does the show, and I'm impressed with the man that shows. So I know the show.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, good answer.
And besides, I've seen you do some of your tricks, and they're not bad at all.
Well, it's. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we're also looks like going to be working with the non-alcoholic party. What were they talking about calling it? I can't remember now. Anyway, but it was funny. I just can't. I've gone blank, which is nothing strange.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of either, and I was saying there too.
I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll have a lot of fun with it. It was something like 10 backwards or 10 sideways. That was it. Instead of 10 forwards. Oh, okay. Forwards,
yeah. Something like that.
Oh, that would be funny, actually.
Anyway, well, we're looking forward to it, and we'll be doing like looks like not only doing a special illusion show for them there, we're also going to be doing some providing some music for them and playing Star Trek trivia. So and with prizes and everything. So I think it'll be fun.
Cool.
Well, I'll stop by and check on it before I go over to the Defiant Party and park myself in my Klingon command chair and be the host of ceremonies for it, because it looks like since I'm now a full partner in the Defiant Parties now, officially, yay, raw, this year it's honoring the Klingons. So guess who's now been made the host for Themosis for the Klingon event this year?
Somebody with bigger boobs than you, I hope.
Me!
Oh, you weren't expecting that one, were you?
No. Unbelievable.
No one's got better boobies than me, other than maybe the computer.
I don't know. I've got some.
I don't know how with loose programming craziness. I don't know what he's got the computer design look like.
I want to know how you got it to talk like that. Because I mean, you were doing that live, and that is very, very cool. Yeah, I like that. Stop it now.
Yeah. Now we got to talk about our biggie thing next week. We keep dodging it because we get sidetracked.
Microsoft Excel.
Microsoft Excel. There's a little thing in Microsoft Excel where it says speak on enter. And all I got to do is...
type what I want it to say. And then hit enter. And it says it.
There you go. That's my secret, but it was still funny. I mean, I stumbled on this and I found it. But anyway, let me close that up because it could get annoying after a while if it hadn't been there already. But about next week, you wanted to say something?
Yes, we got Trackfest next week. Mm-hmm. Me and Lou will be there. Only the second time in a year that me and Lou have been at the same place at the same time to do our show together. Mm-hmm. And there's a Guinness Book of World Records going to be attempted there, folks. Mm-hmm. Most costumed Star Trek folks at a Star Trek convention.
Star Wars.
They're shooting to break. They're going to shoot to break Guinness Book of World. Yep. Rewind. Edit. Anyway, they're going to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the most costumed Star Trek characters at a Star Trek convention this year. They're going to attempt to break the record.
Brian, not Trek. That's Trek, Brian, not Trek.
Even the computer's correcting him.
The word
Where did Trek. You find that? Where is it
the
on? Which tab Trek. Is it on?
Text-to-speech.
Okay, Microsoft Excel, is it under Home, Insert, Page Layout, what?
No, up in the... Here, I'll show you since I got a screen. Right up there in the... you'd right-click the anywhere in the text, you know, up there in the bar there.
Okay.
And it's going to be text-to-speech. If it's not there, then just go to Customize, and that's when you'll get the whole big list, and that's when you can choose text-to-speech to show. And that's it.
The word is Trek. Not Trek.
Okay. Oh, God, you guys are going to have too much fun with this.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm just really stupid. I don't see it.
Oh, that's okay. We'll get it. You get it later. But anyway, Brian, yeah, you mentioned about the costume thing. So.
And aren't we going to be up front where they're going to do the interview with the stars there at the casino?
You know, that's interesting. That's what it sounded, at least somewhere in the room. Now, I'm sure that, you know, we're not going to be doing, yeah, Brian, that's great. Did you hear that stupid question that guy asked? He asked Walter, does he really cockeye his face like that when he talks? Did you hear that? At the whole, you know, at the time, the whole audience was looking at me going, yeah. But my guess is, you know, we'll be there and we'll have to do the... And he goes up to the ball right now and he's about to take a swing. And
no. Now, question, do we have to pay for us to get into that or do we get in for free for that? Because I looked at the casino and it says it costs $35 to get in.
No way.
Yeah, way.
But I mean, we're not the guests. We're not going in on Trek Fest. We're the table. That would make no sense. But then
I would be asking just in case.
Yeah, I am going to ask just in case because I never realized. You know, I just thought of something. I did pay to get into Starbase Indy. I probably shouldn't have had to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to do that too. So
hey. I'm working security, and I still got to pay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the Lou Trek Show. Plus, I'm running a Klingon table. Plus, running a Starfleet table. Plus, I'm running a room party.
I still got to pay. I can't speak to Trek Fest. Yeah. But Starbase Indy is a small, what you might call a mom-and-pop sort of convention.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very much a fan-based thing. So, you know, I understand why everybody pays and you know why we're charged and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If it's a bigger convention and you know a lot more people and all that kind of stuff, and they're asking you to come in and do something, or you know you have a service that they want you to do and you need to be there, they need to at least waive the fee.
Yeah.
So, and I cannot find that text to speech on, is it Excel?
Yeah, Microsoft Excel.
Cannot find it to save my life.
What version are you using? 2003-7?
2007.
Okay, well, that's good. You guys keep talking while I can't go to Google and do,
Hey, this must be the Trek Show, not the Mike Tech Show.
I was going to say, yeah, Mike. Mike would be proud, everyone. Yes. Yes.
Talk about getting off the long end of the path here.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
by the way, I can say something real good, and Tim, you'll probably like this too. The USS Gorkon as a collective ship, minus Tim, of course, and you're welcome to contribute to this if you get a chance. You're more than welcome. Yeah, we always love your company. But the ship itself collected 37 jackets for Bob Gregory's Coats for Kids this year.
Oh, cool.
And one of them was a Indiana Pacers, a Indianapolis Colts, a IU, and a University of Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. Not bad at all.
Okay, you ready there, Tim?
I are.
I don't think people will mind this very much, but there was a question in my Office XP. My Excel could speak the cells since upgrading to Office 2007 has disappeared. Right-click on the QAT, Quick Access Toolbar, which is this the area that I had showed you, I'm sure.
Okay.
And mine, mine is 2003, but that's probably just up in the toolbar. Next, it says default is left by Office button with Save Undo buttons. Anyway, then select all commands from the drop-down and scroll down to the list to speak cells and add it to the QAT. It's just not made it to the main ribbon.
Wait a minute.
While you're doing this.
All commands, and which one am I supposed to be looking for? Speech cell?
Yes, speak cells. Hey, why don't you share?
Give me a second. I'm trying to catch up with you guys here.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have Excel too.
Yeah, which one?
2007.
Oh, see, I didn't want to upgrade.
Oh, it's a world of difference.
Oh, yeah, that's why
it
I didn't
really
want to...
is. It's well worth it.
That's why I didn't want to upgrade. I couldn't figure it out.
Speak cells. There we go.
There you go. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out, so I figured I've got 2003. I use it for Outlook, Excel, and Word, and everything I do on there is not. I don't need the frill, so why pay for the new one? I don't need it. So.
Well, I have 2003 also.
But you know something? Actually, I want to play something since you were talking about Mike Tech Show. This actually is not the Mike Tech Show. This is Byer Brown, and I've played his stuff before. Ooh. But, Tim, if you've never heard of Byer Brown, listen to this, because he did a bit for us on his show. And whenever somebody talks about us on their show, I have to talk about them on our show. Turnabout's fair play, right?
Amen.
So listen to this, because he, as a matter of fact, he called me the Lou Trek Show support group. Whenever he's not feeling well, him and I will talk to each other on email or whatever, and he's always feeling better when he talks to me. And let me tell you something. To have someone like this guy, who is so wonderful, tell you that you're a great guy, man, nothing makes you feel good. Hold on, let me listen to this.
It's been a long time since I left you without a podcast to listen to. Forget that, kid, I'm back, and I ain't cutting no slack. Audacity, laying hot tracks. Byer Brown, you know the name. Master podcaster, the illest in the game. Leave the girlie sweating, begging for the rain. Asian girl, yes, knows I'm insane. Call me i7 because I eat much data. Terabyte, 5, solid state, straight grader. Hot swappable, all linked by SATA. Yamaha soundboard, sick crossfader. Hey, y'all, this is Byer Brown from BBTAS.com. I know it's been a long time, but brand new episodes of BBTAS and The Blur are coming to you hot off the presses. Make sure that you check out iTunes and grab your link, or come by the website and get your RSS feed. I have a lot of stuff waiting there for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Byer Brown, and I'm out. May God bless.
You ever heard a set of pipes like those?
Oh, that was great.
Man, I mean, I said you got a pretty good radio voice there, Tim. But that man has got a set of pipes.
Amen on that.
But you know what's funny is that's the only thing I've ever, I don't know if you're seeing the screen there. All I could see is his hands, and that's his eyeball. Yeah. That's all anybody has ever seen.
Huh.
It's actually a running joke, and he actually talks about that in his podcast, BBTAS. I'm not sure if it was 14 or 13, but it's funny. He actually talks about that. The fact that no one's ever seen him, and it's kind of a running joke. So we're hoping maybe someday he'll turn that around. But look at that. Look where we're at. On every page on his website, we're right there on the left side, which is at BBTAS.com. BBTAS.com. Here we are, Lou Trek Show. Right under Tangents.com, which is Barb, who goes by Citizen X in the chat. Mike Tech Show, The Average Joe Show. I mean, what? How cool is that?
Yeah, that's nice.
And you know, get yourself in Google. When you get websites to link to you and you link back to them, that's how you go up in the ranks in Google.
Okay.
So,
can you hear this? Could you hear that?
No.
Barely. Sounds like a cricket.
No.
No. The reason why we didn't hear it is because you probably don't have your set to stereo mix.
We went through that, and yep. Evidently I don't have stereo mix or whatever.
Ah, see, that's why I've got it, because you can hear my computer. Everything that comes out of my speakers goes back into my microphone. Which is why I couldn't upgrade to Windows 7, by the way. That pissed me off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't upgrade it. And even if I did sort of get it to work, but what had happened is I can hear my voice right now, but if you were to hear yourself with a fraction of a second delay come back at yourself as you're talking, you can't do it.
So, yeah, and sometimes when we're talking here, I get that. And it's really, really tough to keep talking, listening to what you said a half a second ago.
Really?
Yeah. So
does it happen all the time, or?
No. Just ever so often. Listen, talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay. Brian, what should we talk about?
What else do we have to talk about that's important?
Well, you know, I do want to make a request for everyone listening to help us with a future show topic, but I want Tim on this because, you know, I want to announce it then, so we'll just wait here, right here, until he gets back. All right, well, I think we should have appropriate wait music, don't you? I'll never be on Jeopardy because I am a big dumb ass. I don't know anything that can win me some money, and I don't know if Alex Trebek would ever want me to be on the stage. Hell no.
You're bad.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty good. Not bad.
You're bad.
I am bad, yeah. Yeah, well, you guys were talking earlier when you... I wanted to wait. I'm not going to play the Navy thing, but I was going to play this when you said Navy. Let him come back.
Just when you thought it was safe to get back on the radio.
Broken.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was singing to Brian. Sorry, Brian. I didn't mean to embarrass you like that.
This is turned into Star Trek topic.
2 minutes and the show degenerates into Olivia Newton-John.
Hey, it could have been worse. We could have played Let's Get Physical.
I'm going to get me a sound card that'll do this feedback stuff, and I'm going to start throwing some of my idiocy out there.
Oh, of course.
You ain't even heard this until I figure out how to do it. Then you all are in trouble.
Anyway. Okay. So, anyway, we have to calm down because we're going too far.
Folks, I will stay here tonight because I am an honorable Klingon and say, this wasn't the Lou Trek show, this was the Lou Trek comedy.
Yeah.
59 can be read the comic routine.
Yes.
Because we've talked Star Trek, but we've talked comedy all day.
Yeah, no, this is 57 actually. But the reason why I accidentally said 59 is because I want to mention that. I like Elton John. Anyway, I want to mention that for show 59 we have a topic suggestion that I want to do, Tim. That I need your help on. Okay.
Okay.
We need to figure out how we could kill Wesley Crusher. Now, for everybody out there.
Well, his last name offers a very obvious suggestion.
Exactly. Now, let's think about this. I mean, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I got this idea by listening to another Star Trek podcast, but they just touched on it. It wasn't even part of their topic. They just said something about, why can't we just put a shotgun blast to Wesley's face? And that's all pretty much all they talked about it, and I thought, God, that's got to be a good topic. As much as I bagged on Wesley Crusher, we have to come up with ways that we can kill Wesley. No, not Will Wheaton. I like Will Wheaton as an actor, but I hate Wesley Crusher. So, exactly. So, yes.
Drowning comes to mind.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm a little bit more perverted than you guys are, but so I'll stick to the real gross stuff. You guys can touch on the more
fun,
politically correct side.
No, here's what we do. We get those little Amazonian fish that mm-hmm. crawl up people's wieners and eat them from the inside out.
Hmm.
And we just put him in a bathtub with about 16 of them.
I was just going to say, tie his ankles, tie some rope around his ankles and throw him into a piranha tank. That's more fun.
Well, these go up the wiener and eat you from the inside out.
How about a phaser sticking up your bum? And then, you know, just push stun. You don't want to kill him just
repeatedly.
Yet. Repeatedly hit stun.
I came up with a good one.
Pain in the ass.
Let's use him as a Klingon surgical cadaver.
Okay. So, you know, everybody, I've already put out feelers to guys that listen to this, and I know one at work, Bob Benke. I had to ask him, figure out some ways to kill Wesley Crusher. And so everyone, just get a list of ways to kill Wesley Crusher. You got 2 weeks to do it, and send it to us. All 42 people that have downloaded the last show, send us ways to kill Wesley Crusher. You got 2 weeks to do it. Or if you really want to describe it really well, send a voicemail to Lou Trek Show on Skype. Call the phone number 630-WWW-TREK. 630-999-8735. Tell us how you could kill Wesley Crusher.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I have two questions for you, totally off the subject. First off, what did you have to pay Skype for that phone number?
Nothing. It's a Google Voice number, actually.
We need to talk.
You want a Google Voice number?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Really? Okay.
Well, you know, something that people can call me. Well, no, I need a Skype number. Dead honest, because I do all my work at home now off of Skype, and I need to be able to give them a number they can call me directly without eating up cell phone minutes. And Skype's the only way to do that. But I think they charge like $75 for a phone number. So,
do you have no, not that bad. Do you have a plan on your cell phone that would have a favorite number?
No.
No. See, that's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Second question. Whenever I got on here, Brian said something about needing a disinterested third party. For what? What Brian? Was the question? Or was there one? Or was
I'm not sure.
Brian once again doing the Doug the dog imitation. That he does for
uh-huh.
Woo,
woo.
Squirrel!
Squirrel!
Squirrel! Squirrel! What's squirrel? Squirrel! Squirrel! What's squirrel?
Here's an idea for Brian.
Yeah. Well, okay, the reason why I say, Tim, Google Voice is if you need it to come straight to you and you have to answer that call every single time, then no, this won't be your solution. If you want, now, what about Skype? You have an inbound number. Is it going to, it's not going to forward to your cell phone. It's going to just take your messages, right?
Well, no, right now, if they call Skype and I don't answer, it forwards to my cell. But it has to be somebody that's on Skype.
And really?
What I need is a phone number that they can call, just like a landline or a cell number, and it will call my Skype account.
I see.
And that's what you have to pay for.
There you go. What I've done here on Google Voice is I actually use it as my voicemail. I don't have voicemail on my cell phone. And what I have, my plan, I've got one favorite number. Now, this is going to kill you guys when you hear this. I have my plan that's got one favorite phone number, and I've made it my Google Voice phone number. So then I can call Google Voice, and I'll, let me see if I can let you hear what happens when you call your Google Voice number.
To access your account, please enter your 4-digit PIN. You have 2 new messages. To access the main menu at any time, press star. First, you have 2 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Listen to this.
To place a call, press 2. Googs, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. This is a free call.
See? It's a free call. So now what I do is I call my Google Voice number. I press 2. I enter the phone number I want to call. She says it's a free call, and it forwards my call. As far as Verizon's concerned, I called my favorite number. Now, when you call that Google Voice number, it forwards to my phone. And the drawback is it flashes my Google Voice number and not the caller. So that way Verizon says, I'm getting a call from my favorite voice. So in a sense, I now have unlimited inbound and outbound traffic for 75 cents a day.
Yeah.
$22.50 a month. So this is awesome. Unlimited text comes with it. And then for 50 cents more, up to 25 or 50, you could choose unlimited nights and weekends. Unlimited mobile to mobile, which I did. So I'm paying $1.25 a month for unlimited cell phone service, inbound, outbound, nights, weekends, mobile to mobile. You can't beat that. So that's why I say, cool. If you had a favorite number, I would, you know, I'll still send you a invite to Google Voice if you want it.
Sure, go ahead.
I've got 3, so I'll make sure I got your email address. So,
Lou?
Yeah.
And now the other thing I wanted to talk with you about
mm-hmm.
was you offered to bring the Klingon space to the Klingon space social network to whatever it is you run over here.
Lou Trek Show, yeah. Yeah.
I have officially decided I'm going to accept your offer.
Well, you still need to figure out how we're going to transfer what you're going to use. You still have to have something installed that will, you know, be WordPress or whatever. I don't think WordPress can do such a thing. That's why I'm saying we need to figure that out. But geez,
we need to do it soon because they start in July.
Wow, what timing! I think in the meantime, until we can figure out how to do it, we should probably try and find an alternative to Ning, N-I-N-G. And there are some.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to check them. I'm going to double check them out. But I decided to go with yours since you made the offer.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we, you know, we'll have to go back to the unlimited bandwidth. But I don't think that's a big deal. It's not all that bad.
Now, I'm going to read something here. This is from my friend Sarah. I'm using her log on uh-huh. Skype.
Uh-huh.
I posted it in our text. Uh-huh. Well, say something about me before it's over, so I know when I listen to the thing. I can feel all special, and she says, duck, after that. Sarah, this is for you. We're talking about you, my dear. So when you download this show and listen to it, what, tomorrow night or Saturday?
No, actually, I'm going to put it on tonight. Know, yeah.
Okay. You can listen to it and say, we thought about you, Sarah. We're talking about you now. Mm-hmm. This is my friend that I knew back in my wild days. I mean, my really wild days. And when I was doing chat rooms when they first come out and I was in all these weird places other than Star Trek, I won't mention what type of weird places because we're on a PG rating here. But,
way more than I wanted to know, Brian.
She's a friend of mine from North Carolina and she's been downloading the Lou Trek Show. She's just a recent add-on to the Lou Trek Show. one of the 41 people that downloads our show constantly now. She's one of those 41 people who downloads the show because she's a good friend of mine. She likes listening to our show. She thinks we're funny.
Really? Funny looking? Yeah. Funny looking or funny ha-ha?
Wait till she hears this one. She'll really be rolling on the ground.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, then. Yeah.
What is it? R-O-F-L? Rolled on the four.
I don't know. I don't use that S-H-I stuff. Anyway. Well, hey, Tim, thanks for coming on. I know you hate it when we do this to you, but...
Yeah, just ruins my day. Obviously.
Yeah. Whatever. I could send you some. I can send you some Ambien to get you to sleep tonight if you wish.
It's not the sleeping part I have the problem with. It's the staying awake part that kills me.
Yeah, we gotta cut this sometime short anyway. I only have a half hour before I gotta get to bed. I gotta get up at 5 a.m, folks.
Really? Why?
Because I have to get ready for work.
There you go. That's what I've been trying to get you to talk about. So talk about it. Give us just a couple minutes. Give us a minute.
I can tell you so much, but because, of course, I've been assimilated into the government now. I'm a government employee. I'm a federal employee.
He's one of them.
Uh-oh. I'm a Borg now.
Yeah.
I've been Borged.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I work in Air Force travel pay. Uh-huh. I handle basically Air Force military pay is what I do.
Okay.
Certain parts of it. It's not bad. I mean, it's other than I'm waiting for my security clearances so I can actually do my job. My job isn't really going to be that bad. In fact, it's got a lot of room for promotion, and I got a real nice boss. I got a real good group of people since they're all new. Literally.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I think you probably have said plenty.
I've said all I can say.
So that's cool.
What
I'm really
do.
Glad you really glad you got that. On my end, I've been working with a new group of folks. It's called Phoenix Fire Productions here out of Indianapolis, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, people that do this fire spinning. They have they're called poi. They're little balls on a string or chain, and they spin them around, and they have fire staves that are lit on fire on the ends, and they have these fire fan things and all this kind of stuff. And they'll go out and do this performing for different events and things like that. And I've got to work with these guys twice now, and that is pretty interesting. We're trying to develop something that is specifically illusionary that will work in an outdoor environment and blend with the fire spinning.
Cool.
So yeah, it's very very different, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, Brian. The reason why I wanted you to mention that is, you know, now you've got yourself a cube job, and you're now on the cube farm. And if you've never went to YouTube, go to YouTube and look for cube farm. And you'll see something that I believe her name is Kim. She does a hilarious show about cubes, being in a cubicle. And, of course, I wanted to do something like this, you know. Here's the intro to Office Space. I'll stop there.
Yeah, that gets pretty interesting.
I love that show, Office Space. It's got to be one of the best shows I've ever seen. I love it.
Have you
right,
ever heard?
Never is a
never.
Good question. Never no. seen is right.
Oh, you've never have seen you? It?
Never seen it.
Brian, you and uh-huh. I will... You and I... Have you seen it, Tim?
Several times.
Several?
Several
I got you beat
times.
By 20 or 30. It's the quickest 2 hours on television.
It is so good.
It is
and
that it, good.
And it's so true.
Yes.
In so many different ways.
Yes.
And now, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of prairie dogging?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know the old thing about, you know, somebody's got cake and they look up and who's got the cake? Well, they go around looking for the cake or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's prairie dogging. You make a sound or you have an odor or something like that. You know, like
everyone pops up over the top to see what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. And you look up and you see all these little heads popping up like prairie dogs in a prairie dog town. Then it's called prairie dogging. And that's from the cubicle thing. So what you do is you stand up in your cube, you take something that makes an odd sound that nobody will know what it is, won't recognize it, doesn't sound like an office sound, and you make the sound, and then you wait and see how many prairie dogs pop up to see what the noise was. So it's funny.
I did that. I was rearranging my cubicle area, and I was moving this bar to hold shelves on it. Well, they don't tell you that there's a little square screw that you got to have to tighten it up after you've moved it. And I set my racks on it, and it came crashing down on my caddy. And the boss, I sit in a row with another department, and the boss who's over that department and five other people were like, "What's that sound?" And then my cubicle, the guys that I'm supposed to be working with, all were looking around at each other going, "Okay, what happened? Did something happen?" And they were all with their heads out of cubicles too, trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
So I know what you're talking about, Tim.
Yeah, that's prairie dogging. Yeah. That's wow. All the little heads pop up and look around.
Now I know what prairie dogging is.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. So
they lay me off either because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched.
Now, do you get that, Brian? He says he was over by the window, and he could see the squirrels, and they were married. And do you know what he means by that?
No, but I'm afraid to ask.
Exactly the point. He's watching two squirrels screwing each other, and he thought they were married. And it's funny. That's okay, Brian. We'll pick a day.
I'm in the middle of the row, man. I don't see sunlight until I walk out of the building and when I walk into it.
Well, that's it. I mean, all the, you know, the cubicles, they have windows there, but no one can see anything because of all the cubicles. But someday you and me will get together on here and we'll have an office space party. And Tim, if you want to join, you can join too. Or anybody wants to join,
that'll
you can
join. That'll be
fun. It will be because this is the most hilarious movie. I worked at a telemarketing company in the mailroom, and I used to walk around these cube farms and look at all these people and think, I look up at the ceiling and the lighting, and it just, oh my God, I could never do it. Ever. Yeah. I'd kill somebody in a cubicle if I had to do that all day.
And you're griping because you do security?
No.
You sit in a room watching TVs all day.
Yes, I do.
You live in a cubicle? The only difference between my cubicle and your cubicle is you get to watch TV all day, and I get to look at a flat screen computer screen, which I just got new today, by the way. Virgin out of the box.
Cool.
I'm special.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Lou, I did 15 years in everything from hardcore cold call telemarketing soliciting to high-end customer service for timeshare. And I was in the escalation department, the ones who were fixing to scream and start killing folks. Those were the ones they sent to me because that's what I'm good at. Of course, it makes you crazy after a while and you don't answer the phone at home anymore. But it's and I'm still that way. I hate answering the phone at home. It really seriously affected me. And, but yeah, I mean, those big, what do you call them? Cube farms.
Yeah.
You got 150 people, 200 people sitting on a floor, and you can't see anyone. Mm-hmm. But you can hear them, you know, you just can't see anybody. And, then you have people that
Yeah, listen to this. Hold on.
All it's Kim coming to you from the heart of Cube Farm USA with today's Cube News. Today we're going to talk about entering the workforce. I got an email from Sean down under in Australia, and he is a corporate newbie. Welcome, Sean. Happy corporate birthday to you. What advice can you give to people who are just entering Cube World? Well, for one thing, Casual Friday does not apply to you. Oh, you can pretend that it does, but you will be sorry. You do not show up in denim on Fridays if you know what is good for you and you want to see the Christmas party roll around. I'm a little bit worried because I'm a chronic joint cracker and have been since I were in primary school. Okay, Sean, don't do that. I mean, do not do that because you will piss everybody off around you.
Anyway, we got to end this.
Yeah. Oh, man. And one of my best friends, we hardly ever see each other. We email every once in a great while, but we started out working together up here in Indianapolis at RCI, Resort Condominiums International. Uh-huh. And he had really, really bad sleep apnea. He's a heavyset guy like me, but, I mean, he had it bad. And he would be sitting there on slow days between calls, asleep. And, I mean, not through any fault of his own. He couldn't stay awake. And it was so funny, though, because we'd all be sitting there, people would be talking, all of a sudden over a wall, you'd hear a little... And I'd be chucking stuff. He was next to me, or two down, and I'd chuck stuff over the wall at him. And you'd hear smack. Ow, hey, what? You know? But he was asleep. He never fell out of his chair, but he almost turned a couple over pretty good. He turned sideways one time and fell asleep and dropped back against the cubicle sidewall. You know, they're just three walls.
Yeah.
And he dropped back over the sidewall, or dropped into the sidewall and shoved it over into the girl next to him. She screamed bloody murder. He woke up and said, what? But almost crushed a young lady. That was interesting.
Well, we better go. Tim, Lou? Again, thanks for coming on. Yes, Brian.
Yes, Tim, thank you for coming on. We greatly appreciate it. Sure. Hit the warp drive, number one.
Thank you. Everybody, this was an oddball show for us, and we're sorry if you didn't really get into it, but... we like to have fun. Give us suggestions on how to kill Wesley Crusher, please. Everybody, enjoy your week. See us at Trekfest, please. And good night.
Kapla!